AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today is the fourth time I've had the great honor of speaking to this assembly as president of the United States.
It was also Joe Biden's last address there as president. He pointed out the fighting in the Middle East and Ukraine and the need for the U.S. to back away from isolationism.
The desire to retreat from the world and go it alone. Our test, is to make sure that the forces holding us together are stronger than those that are pulling us apart.
The president says full-scale war in the Middle East is not in anyone's interest, and a diplomatic solution is the only path to peace. The Israeli military says it killed a top commander with Hezbollah's missile and rocket unit in a strike in Beirut. Former football star Brett Favre says he's been diagnosed with a degenerative disease. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Hall of Fame quarterback testified before a House panel about a welfare misspending scandal in his native Mississippi and told lawmakers he was an investor in a biotech company with ties to the case, a firm he believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug.
You'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It's unclear if Favre's Parkinson's is connected to his football career. He estimates he suffered thousands of concussions in the NFL. Favre is not facing criminal charges in the scandal, but says efforts to blame him for it have hurt his good name.
Worse than anything I've faced in football.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee are moving to hold Secretary of State Antony Blinken in contempt of Congress after contentious back and forth with him about an appearance to testify on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. People in Florida are already filling sandbags days ahead of the anticipated flooding from Tropical Storm Helene. Helene formed today in the Caribbean. This is AP News. A new poll in the presidential race. It involves AAPI voters. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is viewed more favorably by Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander voters than Republican rival Donald Trump, according to a new poll from AAPI Data and APIA Vote. Harris is both Black and South Asian American and has worked to rally AAPI voters in swing states like Georgia, where their numbers are growing. The new survey finds around 6 in 10 AAPI voters have a very or somewhat favorable opinion of Harris, while about one-third have a somewhat or very unfavorable view. In comparison, 3 in 10 AAPI voters have a positive view of Trump, and around two-thirds view him negatively. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.